This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for all His blessing, His guidance, for His forgiveness. We believe that Allah, who loves to forgive, have been forgiving all of us. And it is up to us to have that kind of belief that Allah is forgiving us. Because when we make a prayer, brothers and sisters, Allah wants you to have yaqeen in your prayer. You must have that belief. You should not entertain, did Allah forgive me? Will Allah forgive me? Because Allah wants you to have the faith that He is always there to forgive you. So that yaqeen is very important. When he said, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِي وَيُؤْمِنُونَ You must have that belief that he is responding to your prayer. Allah never break His promise. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيَادِ If you do what you have to do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to accept your deeds. What is important, brothers and sisters, is we give our best. You remember the dua that the Prophet remind us to recite. And I have been sharing with all of you this simple dua again and again. I hope everybody still remember and don't forget to follow up with this dua. With your action, the dua is Allahumma inni no. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa syukrika wa husni ibadatik. Alhamdulillah. So the dua is not with no, yeah? No, I make a mistake. We always ask Allah to help us. Why we ask Allah to help us? Because we know we need His help. So that we keep on remembering Allah. Not only in Ramadan, even outside Ramadan. We know why Allah wants us to fast. Is la'allakum tattaqun. So that we will attain taqwa. And taqwa is not just in Ramadan. That's why the Prophet said, ittaqillah haythuma kunta. Have taqwa in Allah wherever you are, anywhere, anytime. Yeah. Taqwa is not just when you're in Makkah, in Medina, no, wherever you are. Our religion, brothers and sisters, the ayah that the first Imam Qiyam recite in Surah Al-Ma'idah, an ayah that I always share with a lot of people, the difference between our religion and the religion before us. The religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the religion that was given to Isa, wa Musa, wa Ibrahim, wa Nuh. It's the same religion. But the difference is our religion, Allah said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam. It's a perfect and complete religion. What we have in Islam, you don't have in Injil. You don't have in Torah. Even it's a heavenly book. From the same God, Allah, to different prophet, different time, but Allah now make His religion perfect and complete yet until the last book. Allah said, I perfected my religion. I completed my favor upon all of you. And He chose, not we chose, He chose Islam for us. And then Allah warned us, وَمَا يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever choose other than what Allah have choose for us, you can, you have a right to choose. فَمَنْ شَافَ الْيُؤْمِنُ وَمَنْ شَافَ يَقْفُرُ. But Allah said, if you choose other than what I have chosen for you, I will not accept. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. And you thought that you have done a good deal. You are smart. You are clever. Clever than Prophet. That you think you know better than Allah. Then wa huwa fil akhirati min al khasirin. Allah said, in the day of judgment, we will end up as a loser. Khalas. We thought you'll get a lot of reward. No reward, Allah don't accept. Today you can see a lot of new signs. Yeah, it's been displayed. the one in front of you. What is the saying of the sign that? Pray. Pray like who? Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not like you, like me. Not like what? The majority. Pray like how you seen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have performed his prayer. Can you imagine Allah send down his Quran, then he appoint a human being named Muhammad to show us the way. If he leave it to you, only Allah know what is going to happen to this ummah. But no, when he said pray, he sent his messenger. He invite Prophet Muhammad in Isra and Mi'raj, and then he give him this special gift, but he never show him how to pray in Isra and Mi'raj. Nobody seen Allah yet. Even our prophet have never seen Allah. But then angel Gabriel was sent down to the prophet the next day and brought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to where Kaaba is. And where do he stand? Angel Gabriel stands somewhere after the Babul Kaaba, the door to Kaaba to go inside the Kaaba, and the corner before. We have four corners, you remember. One is Hajar Aswad. The second one? Where is the second one? We just leave it first. The third one? We leave it first. The third, fourth one? Yamani. Now, between the first and the second, close to the second, that is where Gabriel stands. And that's why before there is a sign being identified where Gabriel was standing to perform the prayer. Musalla Jibrail. But the sign is being erased. Why? Because people will rush to pray there. This is not the place for you to pray anymore when you go for Hajj or Umrah, because you stop the flow of the tawaf, people who are tawaf. You will cause a lot of problem. The same go, there is a sign of where the well of Zamzam. Then people want to pray on that spot, is again a problem. And then they draw a sign, a black, line from Hajar Aswad to the corner where the building there, when there's a green light. And people have problem, they want to pray on the black line. Different people went to Mecca, or when they go to Mecca, have different intention. Some people just want to pray on that particular spot. Astaghfirullah. So they keep on erasing all these signs so that people don't look for that line anymore. You just face Kaaba and you pray. Khalas. Prophet Muhammad was invited by Angel Gabriel to that point and he stand here. Here. Like what I'm sitting, just an example. And whoever stand this corner, that corner from your angle, the prayer is not valid. Only whoever stand from this side, then your prayer is valid. The side where Maqam Ibrahim is. You understand me, brother and sister? You stand here, you stand here, you stand over there, your prayer not valid. Understand? Some confusion? Wow, what is happening to the Muslim. And what happened to us when we went to Mecca for Umrah and Hajj? We have standing over around Kaaba. Because the first Qibla is not here. The first Qibla is Al-Aqsa. It's just that the Prophet angel will choose this side. So when the Prophet migrated to Medina, the Prophet was facing Al-Aqsa. No more Kaaba. Kaaba is behind. And that's why only in Medina you have one mosque that is given the name Masjid Qiblatain, with two Qibla. Then when Allah command the Prophet to perform prayer facing Kaaba, then the Prophet turned. And from that day until today, until the end of time, pray here, pray here, pray here, pray here, valid. Now okay? Now valid. Alhamdulillah. It's important to understand. The Prophet never chose. It's a command. Face Al-Aqsa, he faced Al-Aqsa. But of course, the Prophet missed Kaaba when he migrated to Medina. And that is the first experience the Ma'mum was standing in front of Imam to complete the prayer. Two raka'at Al-Aqsa, two raka'at Kaaba. Alhamdulillah. Now, the movement of the prayer was taught by Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad. The time also was fixed by Allah. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitaban mawquta. But how do the Prophet know when Fajr start, when Fajr end, when Zuhr start, when Zuhr will end? Because angel came twice. The first day he came in the beginning of the prayer time. The second day he came at the ending of the prayer time. And that's how they know, now you begin, now you end. Alhamdulillah. You have experienced a lot of things in this day one. We have imam, sometimes who are young, suddenly become younger. It's a miracle. The young imam become younger. Today we experience, suddenly we have a younger imam. We are happy to see our children, even they are very young, you're given the opportunity to lead us in the prayer. They build self-confidence, alhamdulillah. I was talking to the youngest imam today and said, is your papa here? He said, yes, alhamdulillah. Not only his papa, my grandpa also is here. My grandmom is here. Alhamdulillah, ni'mah. Ni'mah to see our children, our grandchildren is leading the public in the prayer. You don't get this kind of training outside from Dewan Al-Qadim. We offer the opportunity to the children too. Because you want to train them to be the future leader. Our imam here are very patient, brothers and sisters. They have to wait for all of us. And I keep on reminding staff, straighten, you still take some time. It's very, very difficult today because we are so addicted to our smartphone. After prayer, when we have a break, just to relax, all the phone is online again. We thought that we have learned how to discipline ourselves. When the beginning of each hour, we should offline. online with Allah. That's why when we have our youth camp, when the children is with us, we offline with the children. All their phone, we will collect it from them. No more phone. Why? Because we want them to be online with Allah. We adults must show good example, especially when we're going for prayer. We still have how many nights? Inshallah, 2 nights. If it fall on Saturday, if it fall on Friday, 1 more night. And then we'll be very busy again with our own dunya. So if really tomorrow night when we start to pray Isha offline, we see will it work or not. Yeah. After finish the first the Isha prayer, the line is still off. After first fall, off again. Off until after tazkirah. Then on. We do this exercise tomorrow, inshallah. Now, few ayah that was recited by our imam in Suratul Isha, in Surah Isra, Allah is telling us about the people who established the night prayer, that Allah will raise them up to another level, maqam mahmuda. Now these are things that can help us to increase our connection with Allah. If you don't establish that, no problem, it's not wajib. But use our time wisely to think. Don't waste your time. To do something that benefit you, benefit the family, benefit the ummah. It's okay. Praying sunnah is only for you. If a person spends their time thinking of the ummah, they get more blessing. Because they are not just thinking for themselves. Sometimes the reward of Allah is very, very weird. You thought that by staying the whole night, because it happened in the time of Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad al-Hanbali, when the son of Imam Ahmad always heard that the father praised Imam Shafi'i a lot. So he said to his father, can you invite Imam Shafi'i to be our guest and also to sleep at least 1 night in our house? The father has no idea why the son asked for that. The son feels jealous when the father always talks highly about Shafi'i. So, Imam Ahmad invites Imam Shafi'i to his house. Have dinner, and then later on, he wants Imam Shafi'i to stay overnight. Imam Shafi'i accept, because Imam Shafi'i respect Imam Ahmad to the extent he said, "Anta a'lamu minni haditha." Ya Imam Ahmad, Shafi'i is saying to Imam Ahmad, "You know and you have the knowledge of the hadith more than me." Allahu Akbar. So when Imam Ahmad, time for them to rest, the sun was peeping to look at why Imam Shafi is so special to the father. And he saw his father wake up, take ablution, pray Qiyamul Layl, or known as Tahajjud. Imam Shafi'i was resting. He just sleep until Fajr. His father, Qiyam, Tahajjud. So, to make the story short, next morning after Fajr Khalas, Shafi'i make excuse, go home. Imam Ahmad talk to the son. Are you happy that your wishes has been fulfilled? Yes. But Papa, I don't agree that Papa said Shafi'i is better than you. Last night I saw Papa pray the whole night. Shafi'i sleep. We are all Shafi'i. But Shafi'i shared something very important to Imam Ahmad the next morning before they depart. He was thinking of a problem that was faced by his people, his environment. I got the answer for the problem. Now, this show that by you thinking, you thought that your people are sleeping. No, they are thinking how to solve a problem. And with the will of Allah, he got the answer. Allah give him the understanding, the wisdom. Because it benefits the ummah than just Imam Ahmad just praying for himself. You got the story? Alhamdulillah. What is the thing that Imam Shafi'i was thinking? We will share with you next year. Now let me end that hadith that I shared with you yesterday. The hadith about the four, you remember the four character, Hayyin, Layyin, two done yesterday. The third one, Qarib, Sahl. These are very noble character. We all must look into ourselves. Have we attained this kind of character? Are we humble? Are we polite? Yeah, when we talk to people? And are we qarib? Are we friendly? Are you sahlan? Mean, are you a person who always want to make things easy for other people? Or you want to make things difficult? If you have this four character, the Prophet said, this four character will save you from hellfire. Anas bin Malik said, our Prophet always remind his ummah, yassiru wala tu'assiru, bashiru wala tunaffiru. Make it easy, don't make things difficult. If people ask you for certain things, find the best way to make people feel, wow, it's easy. Alhamdulillah, Islam is easy. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ حَرَجٍ. Allah never made religion difficult. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah never burden any one of us except what they can bear with. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. Allah intend ease for you, not difficulty. So don't make things difficult. And next time, if you find it so difficult to discipline certain people, so difficult to make another person listen to what you say, you can come back to us. We want to know how you approach. Why the other party don't accept when you mean very well. Maybe the art of communication is not right. You remember I did share, not here, maybe one of the Sunday class. Did I share it here or someone the Sunday? Yesterday, woman complained about their husband. Here? Alhamdulillah. Then Alhamdulillah, since I've shared with you, I don't have to repeat. We just repeat la darara wa la dirar. Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni da' ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Kullu muslim ala muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu al-muslim man salim al-muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa mana'a lillah ma'ata lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Shadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.